Now in verse 14, he says, therefore shalt thou give presents to Moresheth Gath. And that, of course, was the hometown of the prophet, and it was in the southern kingdom. And he says, the houses of Achzib shall be a lie to the kings of Israel. Well, Achzib actually means lie town. And they lived up to their name. In fact, all of these towns lived up to their name. And this is a lie town. They were given over to liars. And the word that is used here comes from an Old Testament word that has to do with brooks. That is, the brooks in Israel are very much like they are in California, Southern California, I should say. A friend of mine was driving with me, and we crossed the Los Angeles River. Well, the Los Angeles River, in wintertime years ago, could really go on a rampage when we had our wet season. But in the dry season, there's not a drop of water in it, and it's very dry. Now, that was way back in the 1940s. And this friend of mine, as we crossed the river, why, he says, you know, that's a good place for a river. Well, I said, it sure is, and in wintertime, the river is there. Well, Israel has a great many of those like that. You can see that at one time water ran down there, and they have what we would call out here flash floods. Out on the desert, they have them. What is as dry as powder can, in just a few minutes, become a raging flood. And so these brooks, Achzib suggests that, lie town. In other words, they had promised to be a help to the northern kingdom, but they were not. They had actually offered no help at all. And this place apparently is way down near Adullam, and that's the cave, you remember, that David hid in, and it's down in a place that is quite a place today. There are palm trees there, very fertile. There are falls there because there's a great spring there. And the cave of Adullam is there. It's called En Gedi today, and it was called that back in Old Testament times. And so we have here, Achzib shall be a lie to the kings of Israel. They look like they got water in them. They look like they're going to be a help, but they were no help whatsoever. Now we come to verse 15, and he says, yet will I bring an heir unto thee, O inhabitant of Marishah. He shall come unto Adullam, the glory of Israel. Now here is a suggestion that there is coming a help to them, but not at that time. But it is a suggestion, and I must confess, a faint one, that an heir would be an heir of the line of David that would come and would deliver them. And one of his names is Faithful. He's faithful and true, and he is coming to deliver them. He'll not be coming from Lie Town by any means. But at this time, they are deceived, greatly deceived, and no help came to them when the Assyrian came down from the north and overran the land. Now, he calls upon them at this time to mourn as a nation. Verse 16, he says, make thee bald and cut off the hair of thy delicate children. Enlarge thy baldness as the eagle, for they are gone into captivity from thee. In other words, when Assyria came down, they took first the young people with them. And now the nation is called upon to mourn because of that. And this was a custom in Israel, although if you go back to the Mosaic Law and in Deuteronomy 14:1, they were told not to trim their beards. They were told not to shave their heads. But now they are told to do it because of the sin that it's come in, and it was a custom. Now, Isaiah, the contemporary of Micah, has something to say about it. Over in the 15th chapter of Isaiah, verse 2, he says here, he's gone up to Bayith and to Dibon. high places, again, their places of idolatry, to weep. Moab shall howl over Nebo, and over Medeba on all their heads shall be baldness, and every beard cut off. That's a sign of deep mourning and of wailing. They've lost their children, you see, and this is the judgment of God upon them.